Hi, this is Megan, and I'm reporting from my third day here at the Cheltenham Science Festival. I'm sitting in the beautiful gardens behind all the tents, and I just wanted to give you guys kind of a little bit more of insight to the global water security lecture that I attended the other day. I was especially interested in the way that they brought up that lack of water can impact people far beyond kind of agricultural needs. It can also affect social, economical, and kind of governmental ways of life as well. Because this chore to collect water mainly falls to women and children, and the average walk is 3.7 miles to get water round trip, and it can take up to 30 minutes or even longer if they're going the 3.7 miles. It seriously cuts into the time that these women and children could pursue other areas of life, such as getting an education or finding a job outside the home. And I had never really considered this before. I had considered that water security would be an issue to those who didn't have enough drinking water, considered it as a health issue, considered it as an agricultural and economic issue if they were unable to grow food to provide for their own livelihood. But I had never considered from an education point of view, a feminism point of view, and a human rights issue. So after hearing a little bit more about the Right to Water Act that many countries have enacted, and hearing that, you know, it's really robbing children of an opportunity to have an education and a childhood, I've become even more invested in learning about it, and I can't wait to see what solutions we can all be a part of to help us all share this global resource. So hopefully I'll have a lot more to update you guys on after today, and especially by Sunday. But I hope you guys are all enjoying the updates that we're giving you. Talk to you soon.